I read these words in Psalms 42. As the hart pants after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why art thou so disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. When I read words like this, I realize the restlessness of a soul without the Spirit of God in him. Does God have a remedy for the restless soul? He does indeed. I hear Jesus saying, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. And then I look back to Jeremiah, and I hear God telling his people, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. God does provide rest for the souls of his saints. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering to his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it, seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. I believe in chapters 3 and 4 of the book of Hebrews that Paul was comparing the promised land to the Holy Ghost baptism. The promised land was to be the rest of God's people. God wanted his people to experience more than just coming out from under the bondage of slavery and becoming free men. He wanted them to experience his promised land. He wanted them to experience more than just salvation from the enemy. He wanted them to experience the joy of the milk and the honey in the promised land. Yes, he wanted them to experience more, just like he does us. So what happened? Exodus 17 and verse 6 tells us that when the children of Israel was thirsty, God told Moses to smite the rock, and it would give forth water for the children to drink. This was the water of salvation. And then in Numbers chapter 20, when the people were thirsty again, God pointed him to a rock and said, speak to the rock, and it will give forth its waters in abundance. The Bible says that Jesus baptizes them in the Holy Ghost to them that ask him. Just speak to the rock is all we have to do. What was Moses told to do the first time in the wilderness of sin? He was told to smite the rock, which is a picture of Jesus Christ and him crucified. But the second time, what was he told to do? He was told to speak to the rock, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, ascended to the Father, who, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down on the right hand of God, whose body will never again be broken, whose blood will never again be shed. Speak to the rock, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. The rock was not again to be smitten, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. In the language of the illustration, he was a man with only half a message. He declared the crucified Christ, but not the risen Lord. A man with half a message does only a half a job. He got them out of Egypt, but he never got them into the Lord's rest. This should be a solemn warning to each of us. For we too, if we preach only half a message, we'll do only half a job. And we too will be loaded with a bunch of spiritual babies and with Moses. It will be our lot to fill their bottles and push them around in the wilderness. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.